Welcome to the Songs of Note podcast, where we talk about the songs we love and the stories behind them. I'm your host, Ryan Gregg. Hey, this is Ryan. Thank you so much for joining me for the Songs of Note podcast, where we talk about all things music, new, old, all things music. So today's episode, I'm excited because we are talking to a band called Mother, which is, they just released a new record called Inside, and I'm talking with the lead singer and songwriter, Ryan Goldemond. And the cool thing with this is I'm going to be able to play you a couple of the songs inside the actual podcast, which I don't always get to do, but I've got permission from the label. And so I said, yeah, let's do that. Cause you know, best version of this for me is to be able to, you know, hear from the artist what the thing is about and then to play you the thing. And we don't always get to do that. I can't just play you a Stone song in the middle of a podcast. The licensing does not like that. So I'm pumped to be able to bring you this interview about this album that just got released. It's super cool because he's talking about writing songs in quarantine and then being able to have this album come out right as everything's opening up. And now they have this tour coming this fall that's already selling out because I think people are just dying to hear live music. And I know people want to hear this band because they are a great live band. To me, they sound, they have like sounds that are similar to maybe a Passion Pit. Like they have some parts of that, but other parts don't sound like them at all. Multiple vocalists. And I love in the interview, we're talking about what influenced him. And I was surprised at his answer. I won't tell you. I'm going to make you wait for it. But I really enjoyed talking with Ryan. And I hope you will enjoy the interview as well. The audio at the beginning got clipped just a little bit. So when you hear me ask a question, this was actually my second question when it starts. So that was my error there. But what you're hearing is basically the first part was an intro. And now I'm just going to intro it straight into the interview. So this is Ryan Goldemond, lead singer and songwriter for the band Mother. Hey, well, so I want to talk about the new record and specifically the Sick of the Silence song, which I think is so great. And the first time I heard it, I was like, man, I wonder if this is about COVID, because I felt that. Is that kind of where you were coming from when you wrote that one?
Yeah, so during COVID, during the making of this record, I wanted to take the opportunity. I was lucky to have the privilege to do so, to kind of shut everything out and work on myself and try to rock a really Spartan regiment with a lot of like clean living and meditation and you know, strong work ethic when it comes to the creative process, like waking up, doing it every day, throw a cold shower in there, whatnot. Mm-hmm. And my meditation practice was just brutal. It was just painstaking. And it was almost as though, you know, the quietude of my environment and even the world and the city, people weren't driving. It was like there was, you know, there was space audibly. I think due to the pandemic, but what that brought up in me was a lot of cacophony and inner voices. And I found that ironic and frustrating.
Yeah. I think you described the song, what did you say? You said the silence was deafening in a description that I saw. I was like, man, I know what you're saying there. So like when you felt that, how did you turn that into like a song, and how did you turn it into this song?
Well, I think when, you know, we have energy that's consuming us that we don't know what to do with intellectually, rationally, and we pour into the creative process, it just comes out naturally. Like it needs to. I think it's almost just like a natural universal law that our pent up emotional energy finds its portal, you know, and sometimes not in the most productive ways or the healthy ways.
Sure.
But I find creativity is a really great portal for these feelings that I don't know how to articulate or do with, for them to find their channel.
Man, I think that's really well put. And I think, and tell me if you agree, I feel like when things locked down, it was such a shock to the system as far as like, this is something I've never experienced. I've never, you know, this is like you can wrap your mind around the state of things and how they might go and what might happen and the predictability of it. And when all that was taken out and it was ripped away and you're just left with, you know, being in your house, it was like, oh, I'm just left with me. And so you can see, I love that you're describing the way that you took that into a positive thing and made something creative out of it, because you can also see how you could have gone the other way and just, you know, slip into feeling whatever, crummy and not using it for something productive. So I love that you were able to make music out of that.
Thanks. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure grateful that the pandemic happened now in this particular chapter of my life, and like, say, not 10 years ago or something.
Right.
Spent it, not as productively or healthily.
Well, for people listening, we've been given permission to actually play the song. So I'm really pumped to be able to do that. So let's play the song. This is Mother Mother, Sick of the Silence. All right, that was Sick of the Silence from the new album Inside. I love the energy of that song. And another song on the record that I love, that I was listening to it really loud on headphones. It gave me goosebumps, which doesn't happen on music very often for me, where it's like, whoa, I didn't see that coming, or I didn't expect to be moved to that extent. And it was on Like a Child, which the song title wouldn't have, I thought, oh, this is probably not going to be a blaring song. And man, it just got to this high intensity level with all the vocals going. Can you talk about that song and what that song was about for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how songs evolve, because that one started so small, like a little breath into my phone with guitar and just quiet. And then I would do these different demos of them, like on the piano, thinking all the while that it would be a ballad, like a really tender song. And then late one night, I just decided, you know, I'm going to flip it on its ear and try something totally different, and just throw some loud drums at it and some big guitars. And I was like, okay, there it is. There's the song. So, that's how that kind of formed musically, but sentimentally, lyrically, those words kind of wrote themselves. It's nice when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
not always the case. Sometimes you kind of have to pry it out of your left brain. But these ones just kind of landed. And, you know, I'm pretty obsessed with the idea of like returning to innocence and vulnerability and, you know, sort of debunking our adulthood, our righteous adulthood, which I think gets in the way of connecting to life and connecting to joy and people, you know, and nature. And so that's kind of what this song is about, is returning to our childlike, awestruck curiosity.
I mean, that's a big thing. I've got little kids, and so I can see, I see that firsthand in their eyes a lot of times. It's like, oh, they're seeing something fresh and something that's moving them. And to me, it's just another thing, you know? And so like being able to remind yourself, allow yourself to go there mentally, I think that's so important. I'm totally with you. Well, let's play it for people who haven't heard it. This is the song Like a Child.
It's time I dance in the pool. Rain, rain. Let that water wash my fear away. Yeah, hey, hey. It's time I let my little heart run wild. Yeah, it's time to love. It's time to love, just like a child. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's time to love. It's time to love, just like a child. Yeah.
All right, that was Like a Child from the Mother album, Inside. I want to know about I'm curious about the writing process. Having multiple vocalists in the band, how do you typically write a song? Is it like you come up with an idea and then you email it, or you all get together? Like, what's the writing process like?
So, yeah, it's pretty me-centric, so I'll kind of complete the song.
Okay.
Sometimes even write the vocal harmonies. Like, I have a little studio so I can make elaborate demos.
Fun.
And yeah, I'll email it, or, you know, if I'm not feeling overly driven to flesh it out, then I'll keep it really stripped down and then send it to the band and be like, hey, what would you do with a harmony? Or like, what kind of beat would you play? It sort of depends. Sometimes I just have a really like clear vision and I sort of, I must see through all the elements, and other times I'd rather not, because I have a hunch it'll turn out better if I keep my hands off it a bit.
Well, that's cool to hear, because you can see how, it being your baby, you would want to have your hands on it all the way to the end, versus like also being open to hearing other ideas to help take it somewhere you hadn't expected. I would think that takes a little bit level of trust to say, hey, you know, do what you want on this. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and distrust in yourself. Like, I feel like I've steered enough songs in maybe the wrong direction, you know, over my career to know that, like, I don't know. I don't always know. And sometimes it's the power of objectivity that is needed, which I think the songwriter is last to possess oftentimes.
That's a good way to put that. You did a TED Talks a couple years ago. Is that right?
Yeah.
I was watching that and I really enjoyed it. And I loved the whole theme of creativity that you kept hitting on. And one thing specifically you talked about that I've never heard was the Beethoven's Fifth, that was written with a knock on the door, is what they say. And then that led into a song, and then it led to you writing a melody. Would you mind sharing that story? I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess the idea is that any little thing, any mundane thing can be the catalyst for a major opus that can change your life or change your career or change the world. And, you know, it was said that, you know, someone knocked on the door, dun, 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 turned into that, which, you know, is epic.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I love hearing stuff like that. And I kind of try to use that methodology in my own writing as much as possible, even at the detriment of my being a good conversationalist, because I'll like, having lunch with someone and, you know, my ear will wander off and I'll start voice memoing like a dumpster.
I love it. You're finding inspiration from anywhere, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really quite abundant when you start listening.
I wrote down your quote. You said it was transmuting normalcy into artistry. And I was like, man, that's a good way to put that. And you talked about hearing some birds outside your window that you put a guitar melody to sing with it, right?
Yeah. I think, you know, every creative struggles with being productive or prolific, and there's writer's block, and that can be a real, you know, that can be a real hell. Mm. And, I find that doing this type of stuff, it debunks writer's block. If you start engaging with the music of your life, the music of the world around you as a practice, you're never bored and you're never stalled. You can always do something. You can always transcribe a bird if you can't come up with a great song in a given moment. You can always go for a walk and record some kind of atmospheric thing and take it back to the piano and then respond to it and see what happens. And that'll take like an hour of your day. And that's a really potent hour. And if you spend your hour that way, you can go to bed, like, rest assured you showed up and at least tried something. And that's a lot better than just sitting there going, you know what, nothing's coming, so I'm just not going to, and then take guilt into the next day. I used to do that, and I just can't do that anymore.
Man, I think there's so much like healthy things out of what you just said too, and being able to start fresh and not feel even, you know, I was a songwriter in another life almost, but being able to come to something fresh and not feel bad about not being able to create something one day and starting fresh the next was always a big deal. I love the sound of your band. I'm curious what bands and artists, like for you specifically, were most influential, especially like growing up and now.
Yeah, we kind of like the quirky, catchy rock and roll. So like Pixies, nice. I think that's the most seminal influence. You know, like Violent Femmes.
Okay.
Like those guys that kind of bark at you.
Yeah.
Sing about strange, zany things. And then, you know, there's harmony bands like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah.
We really love. And, you know, harmonies have always been really center to what we do. Like originally I wasn't a singer, and so the idea of just piling on the harmonies was so attractive to kind of hide my inadequacies. But it really defined the sound of the band. They're not backup singers, you know, I think it's a shared front line between me and the girls.
That's really cool. I love hearing influences, because I would have never said Crosby, Stills, and Nash & Young was an influence. And then to hear you say it, it's like, oh, yeah, with all those harmonies, the way y'all stack them, I can see that. Do you have a favorite song of theirs, or one that you always like to put on, or you know, just a great harmony song?
Yeah, I say Helplessly Hoping is my favorite song of theirs, and the harmonies are just incredible. That whole little B section where they play with the number theme.
Mm-hmm. Man.
Yeah, so I was like, gosh. No, don't.
I love it. I love it. Thanks for, you know, sharing that. So I want to talk about one more song, and it's the Forgotten Soul song. I love the just the feeling that you're able to evoke out of this song, and it's just such a cool sound that y'all have helped refine in that song. Can you talk a little bit about how you wrote that one and what you were thinking about when you wrote it?
You know, that was kind of a late night with a friend, and we were just like talking, and all of a sudden we started playing. It wasn't even like a co-write session. Huh. You know, it was more like we were bonding as people. And then, I don't know, that song kind of came out of it. And the lyric that really got us excited was "The Garden Grows in Frozen Rain." And, you know, that was a song that was written pre-COVID, and COVID being the, you know, the lyrical driver to this album. And so I was really cautious to include songs that were written outside of that orb. But Forgotten Souls and that lyric especially really fit the bill. It's like the garden grows in frozen rain. Like evolution happens subtly and hiddenly, even when seemingly you're doing nothing. You know, you're still growing. And I think 2020 was a year for that, where like the productivity of our lives and society kind of stopped. And we just had to allow like the soil of our soul to turn over on its own accord while we sat back and did nothing. I think there's something powerful in trusting in that process. And that song is what that's all about.
Let's play it. This is Forgotten Souls. All right, that was Forgotten Souls off the new Inside record from Mother Mother. Man, I love that song. I'm curious, I'm curious on the timeline for you on finishing this record. Did you have this done months and months ago? And were you saying, whenever this thing's over, then we'll release it? Or did you have a set release date? Like, how did the timeline of that work out for you?
It kind of took as long as it took, meaning that we've been working on it since March, February. Okay. And, there wasn't a lot of waiting before releasing it. We went into the studio June, July, and then, there's a subsequent phase of sorting the audio and editing and making sure everything is tidy before mix. That happened in August. And then the mixing was fairly purgatorial. It took us quite long. And I would say that stretched over the course of 2 months, so September, October. And then you got to master it, which takes a couple weeks. So you're kind of pushing into winter before you can really say it's done. Yep. And then you package it and create the artwork and set up the singles and, align with the label's vision. And that's a whole other thing. And right. So I feel like there wasn't a lot of time to waste before, we put a bow on it and it was time to share it with people.
That's the timing of that is nice. Looking in retrospect, that you were able to release this right as things have really opened up. I know some bands released records during, they were already planned. It was already scheduled. It came out last summer and that hurt a lot of bands. So I think the timing of yours just now coming out and then the tour coming up, I think, I'm curious to get your thoughts on it. But I think people are itching to hear live music. And I would imagine that you guys would be pumped to get to not only start playing shows again, and your tour already has so many sold out dates. I would imagine you're pumped to play those, but also that you have a new record to play songs at. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a pretty good setup. And I just think that the live concert experience is probably going to be a holy experience after.
Right.
I think people are just going to bliss right out. I'm quite curious just, what that energy is going to feel like. Are we all going to start levitating? Like, I think it might be really potent.
I saw the Foo Fighters played at Madison Square Garden, and I was just watching a video of it. And they, before the first song starts, Dave Grohl goes up to sing, and then he puts his hands over his face, and he starts getting choked up because the audience is just going so crazy. I would think that would be that kind of experience where everyone is like, oh man, we've missed this and this human connection and all being together. And people are going to know the record so well by the time the tour starts. So, I mean, I'm excited for you. I know those are going to be fun shows to play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're so excited. We're so grateful to just get out there and do it again, to have this opportunity.
Well, man, Ryan, I really appreciate your time today. Thanks for talking about the songs off the new record. For people listening, the album is Inside. The band is Mother Mother. I'm going to include links in the show notes where you can go listen to it. Wish you guys the very best. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for listening to the Songs of Note podcast. Be sure and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. See you next time.